NBC News, I'm George Ferguson. Hundreds of Missouri teachers may be out of class next week in a strike dispute that involves desegregation. We hear details from Linda Johnson of St. Louis station KXOK.
A federal judge in St. Louis has extended the back-to-work order for public school teachers and says he'll rule Monday on a teachers' union argument that the federal court has no jurisdiction in the matter. School district officials went to the federal court because of its role in a landmark voluntary desegregation plan, which could be upset if the strike proves lengthy. In a move to increase pressure to end the strike, the school district has given the court names of all striking teachers and still says those who do not report to work on Monday will be fired. Newspaper ads for new teachers are already appearing. Linda Johnson for NBC News, St. Louis.
In Newport, Oregon, meanwhile, schools have been shut down because residents refuse to approve new property taxes. Here's the school superintendent, William Force.
When you put people in conflict between their pocketbook and schools that they value, at times they're going to have to pick their pocketbook.
And union teachers at Connecticut's University of New Haven report what they call a disaster, an NLRB ruling denying them collective bargaining status. They think it sets a precedent for elsewhere. More news in a minute.
Fresh peaches. Soon they'll be just a sweet memory.
Summer, summer fruits, it wouldn't be summer without them.
Summertime and summer peaches are almost gone.
Fresh from the tree, taste them and see.
So now's the time to catch those last rays of summertime flavor. California peaches.
Nature's way of smiling. Sunshine on a tree, delicious naturally.
Fresh peaches.
Sponsored by the growers of California summer fruits.
In the field and over the road, International will be there to carry the load.
At International Harvester, we're on track and moving ahead with some of the most productive equipment in the field. Our Axial Flow combines harvest more bushels per acre and more bushels per gallon of fuel. Today, farmers need results like that, and we're not letting them down. At International Harvester,
we're on track and moving ahead.
The Nicaraguan government says it downed a jet fighter near Costa Rica Friday, hours after other planes fired rockets at the port of Corinta, almost hitting a Soviet ship inside the harbor. And Druze Muslims in Lebanon are pressing the government to start negotiation to halt the fighting. About the Korean jetliner downing, more debris is surfacing where the body of a child, presumed the victim, was found. And NBC correspondent Beverly Beyer says all three issues will surface Monday in the UN Security Council.
Diplomats, by their nature, are cautious. The resolution on the Korean jetliner is scheduled for Monday. The Lebanese situation is taking a turn for the worse, and the Nicaraguan issue is heating up, so the politics are suddenly very complicated.
12 of 16 NATO countries have approved a two-week suspension of handling any flights by the Soviet airline. A DC-9 jet headed for Buffalo, New York, was forced to turn back to an injury-free safe landing at Washington, D.C. after encountering engine problems on Friday. The interrupted flight was U.S. Air's number 100. The FAA is investigating. A grass fire was started apparently because of the engine problem. This is NBC News.